Hello, family and friends. I'm here for day three with Pastor Jack Pollock, pastor of the Master's Chapel just west of Boonville. And Pastor Jack's been a blessing already. Thank you so much for coming. Really enjoyed it. It's amazing how many, we've talking offline about how many things that we have in common, you know, and the greatest is loving the Lord, you know, because when we take our last breath, that's all that's going to matter, is Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior or not. And so praise God. Well, Father, we come today hungry. Thank you for speaking through Pastor Jack. We're ready to receive, Father. We're open, Father, to what you show us through Pastor Jack and ready to apply this to our lives to be a greater blessing to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Back to you, Jack.
I wanted to talk a little bit about my calling into the ministry. And I realize that not everybody's going to be called into the ministry. But everyone is called into service for God.
Come on.
Regardless who you are, God has something for you to do. In my particular case, when I was called into the ministry, it wasn't necessarily the easiest role that could be traveled. Some people were happy about it, others weren't. I lost a lot of friends who knew me in the past and knew what a dramatic change this was for me and just couldn't fathom how I could make such a dramatic change. But one of the things that I wanted to talk about is, you know, the church that I attended when I called into the ministry, things didn't go quite the way I expected there. And what I found was it was on one end of the spectrum. And I left that church because I didn't want my kids being taught that way. It wasn't necessarily all wrong, but there's certain things that you have to make sure is right within you, and principles is a part of that. Mm-hmm. You have to stand on your principles, you have to stand on your convictions, and when those can't be reconciled with where you're at, then you really need to find some place where you can reconcile that and make sure it all works. So I went to a different church thinking that it would be more structured and that things would be a lot easier to adhere to, and what I found out when I went there was that it wasn't necessarily a structured church, but they were dictating how people were supposed to live, how they were supposed to look, how they were supposed to react. You know, he wanted to dictate exactly what they would do. And what I found out was that God was teaching me some lessons that was going to help me through the rest of my life. And what he was telling me is, I've showed you both ends of the spectrum, and I want you right in the middle. I don't want you to fall for everything, but I don't want you to dictate everything as well.
Okay.
And what he showed me was is that the only way that you're going to have a ministry that means anything is that you're going to have a ministry of love.
Amen.
Which is what Jesus Christ is all about. He loved us so much.
Yeah.
God loved us so much. He sent his only begotten son on our behalf, right?
Yeah.
And that's the lesson that he taught me. I want you right here where love abounds. And that's your ministry to people. You have to show them that you love them.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that in one of my Kairos teams, as we were sitting around discussing the events, one of the ministers that was there at that time, he says, you know, it's really simple. There is one key to this whole thing, and that's love.
Yeah.
He says, because without love, you can't affect anybody. You can't get anybody to understand what you're talking about. Unless they know that you love them and that you care for them, they don't care what you're about.
Yeah.
So that really struck a nerve with me, and it has really stuck to me. If you can't demonstrate love, if you can't demonstrate Jesus' love, then you're going to have a really hard time relating to people and influencing people because they just don't understand.
Yeah.
You have to first show them that you care, and love is a big piece of this. And throughout the Bible, what you find is God presenting his love towards people and trying to reconcile them back to him through the expression of love. Mm-hmm. And that really influenced me as a up-and-coming minister, and it made an impact on everything that I did.
Yeah.
One of the things, you know, being in the prison ministry, you can't go into a prison and minister to them without loving them. And people say, well, how do you do that? How do you love somebody who's incarcerated? Well, guess what? They're people too.
That's right.
They have made mistakes. And I'd like for anybody to stand up and raise their hand and show me that they have never made a mistake.
Yeah.
You know, we tell them all the time that the only difference between them and us is the level of the mistake they made.
Yeah.
And God doesn't say, I only forgive somebody that makes this level of mistake.
Right.
He says, I come to save all people.
That's right.
Not just a few.
Right.
So that is one criteria that you have to look at right away. And one of the teams that I served on was for death row at a maximum security prison. And again, people ask me, how can you go in there and minister to them? Well, you have to realize that they have a life just like everybody else. Yes, they're incarcerated, but what are they on this earth for?
Yeah.
You know, they're still God's children.
Yeah.
They still should have the same opportunities to be forgiven just as you and I are.
Yeah.
And that's what has to motivate us. One of the worst things we did when we was doing this Kairos for the death row was on the next to the last night, some of the guys started looking on the internet to see what the people who were participating had done. And trust me, we don't want to know.
Yeah.
We don't want to know, because it took me all night praying that God would take that out of my mind so that I could truly demonstrate the love that he wanted to show to them. Because
yeah.
otherwise you become so biased
yeah.
that you can't do anything.
Yeah.
Because they can read you like a book. They know when you're sincere. They know when you're lying to them. All people are that way. They know when you're lying to them. They know when you don't really care. If you're just there for a show, they'll figure that out really
yeah.
quick.
Yeah.
It's only through a genuine love for people that makes that difference.
Yeah.
And again, God put me on a path to make sure that I knew that people are the most important part and that loving them is a critical piece of who I should be. And I do that through a lot of different ways. One of the things I do is I'm the chaplain for the Boonville High School wrestling team, only so I can have a chance to influence young men and nowadays young women as well, to show them that there's something more than just academia, there's something more than just sports,
yeah.
that you have to be a well-rounded person, which is what God wants all the way across. He just wants a well-balanced person
yeah.
who understands life. That's what he's really after.
Amen.
And by working with the wrestling team, when the coaches are growling at them because they didn't make a move right or when they didn't win the match or whatever, and they're sitting over in a corner just beating themselves up, that's where I come into play, to go over and pat them on the back and say, listen, did you try your best?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is your best the best you can do? You know, and I share the idea that they're still a valuable human being, regardless what
yeah.
the outcome was.
Yeah.
And that's the message that God's trying to get across to all of us. We're a valuable human being,
yeah.
regardless what our circumstances are.
Yeah.
So again, this idea of love is ultimately important across the board. And it's important whether you're a minister, you're a deacon, you're an elder, whether you're a song leader or a greeter at the door, or you clean the church or you work in the parking lot. It doesn't matter what your position is. Do whatever God's called you to do to the best of your ability, realizing that you have to love people.
Amen. Well, praise God. You know, and I feel like there's those of you out there that you're called to do something. Maybe you're called to be a minister, and maybe you're not. Maybe you're called for something else, the jail or the prison ministry. I just encourage you to seek God and then go after that you've been called to do, because you know, the devil will tell you, well, you're not prepared, you don't know enough, and blah, blah, blah. But you need to go out there and fulfill that calling, because the greatest commandment is to love God, and the second is to love people. And so we got to get out there and share this love with people. Well, Reverend Jack, if you would, go ahead and pray for our listeners, please.
Precious Heavenly Father, Lord, we know that you're in control. We know
yes,
that
Lord.
You are the great I Am, and there's a reason why you have that title. And that is, Lord, that there are no other gods like you. Lord, while there are so many ways that people get distracted, we know that we need to focus on you. And that through your Son and the working of the Holy Spirit, Lord, that we can accomplish the things that you have for us to accomplish. Lord, it's not easy. You never said it would be. You told us that the world hated you and that they would hate us also.
Yes.
And Lord, that's becoming more and more apparent. But Lord, we know that you equip us to do your will. and that as long as we stay true to you, Lord, we can accomplish the things that you have for us to accomplish. It's not for our glory, but it's for yours. It's for the glory of the Father who has put us in these circumstances. And Lord, just help us to realize what it is that you're calling us to do and help us to do it to the very best of our ability. And in all things, we'll give you the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Jack, would you give your contact information again, please?
Again, if you want to contact me, my number is 812-202-3177. And the Master's Chapel is located between Boonville and Chandler on Highway 62. And we would love for you to come and join us.
Amen. Well, folks, we sure do love you all. Please go talk to someone about Jesus today. And remember, Jesus thought about you on the cross at Calvary, and he's coming back soon.